during my vacation, I told you that I watched corgi racing for the first time. The dogs with little legs, and they're pretty darn funny as they're racing down the track, and they can fight, they can wipe each other out, they could stop at the finish line. You never know what's going to happen in a corgi race. And I understand we have a contestant in corgi racing on the line right now. Who we got?
Hey, Jub, it's August.
Are you one of the trainers of the dogs?
No, I'm one of the dogs, one of the corgis.
Oh, okay, and Argus?
Dude, come on. I'm so glad you're watching the corgi races. I tell you, this is a big thrill for me, dude. I've been like a P1 for 4 years, like half my life.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I'm a three-time champion.
Oh, really? Okay.
The corgi thing. And, when I hear one of my favorite muses, you're not my favorite muser, but I mean, you're
okay.
One of my favorite muses.
That's okay.
Then I hear that you're watching my my sport. I'm getting excited here.
I got to tell you, it was highly entertaining. It really was.
It's great. It's so great. I tell you, you may not be aware of this, but I'm like the Michael Jordan of the corgi racing.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah. I just lost out on my my fifth championship. Because in the finals, I took out a Malvi corgi who had insulted me right before the race.
Oh, you're the one who crossed lanes of traffic to take out the other corgi.
I did that thing. I didn't care. I went after him hard. Teach that leg humper a lesson about respect. But
what was your beef with him?
Oh, dude, this guy, George... this guy, he was talking more noise than Drew Timmy, and I had about enough of it.
Okay, there's a sports reference there.
And I don't know. He was calling me all sorts of stuff. He's saying I'm wormy, that I was scared of thunder. He called me a car chaser. I mean, it just went on and on and on.
You shouldn't have to take that.
Called me some. So, the race starts. I make a beeline for him. I knock him into the grandstands at Churchill Downs.
You're racing at Churchill Downs.
Yeah, we're racing at Churchill Downs. And taught him a lesson. Now, I lost out on a championship.
Yeah.
But, sometimes you got to teach respect because that's the biggest thing. I lost out on the prize, but I think that I kept these other corgis scared of me for another year.
You got to deliver a message sometimes.
It was a message.
Message sent.
Yeah, message sent. But I got another chance at the championships coming up at Daytona on Thursday. We're racing there. We rented out
the whole track.
Yeah, we rented that place out.
How many miles you racing,
dude? I swear it's like 25 miles. This is the longest corgi race I've ever attempted, and it's gonna be impossible because being a corgi athlete is tough, as you saw in the
well, yeah, you guys are sprinters.
Yeah, they breed us to have these short little legs.
Yeah,
so we run like a millipede. it's hell.
Yeah, Gordo called you a sawed-off collie.
Did he? Gordo, he's
funny,
that
isn't he?
Funny. Okay, funny. See that? Wait, hey, Gordo. What's going on?
I don't know where he is. He stepped out for a second.
But yeah, I love Gordo. I love all the the characters that he does.
The characters,
run like a millipede. That's that part's hell. Not a lot of it's a lot of work for not much distance usually.
Yeah.
In these corgi races.
Well, that's what makes it so entertaining though. That's why I was tuned in.
I tell you, Jub, it's embarrassing too, because sometimes your junk gets caught in the dirt with these little short legs,
I bet.
And, you're sitting there, you're trying to race, your testosterone's flowing because you're an athlete, but you get a little chub and your dingus makes you pole vault snout first into the dirt.
All of a sudden you got a rudder.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that, like a job laughing.
Look at that.
I love that. Hey, is DJ there?
Yeah, DJ's right here.
I'm here.
DJ, I loved your fill-in work last week. That was great.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Last week.
That was great. I thought it was wonderful. Just a great job. You guys do so much.
So much fun.
It's so much fun. Anyway. Rewind to Tense. That's how fun this is.
Yeah, this is fun.
A little inside reference for you.
Yeah, it's an old one.
But yeah, hey, Jubb, listen, you're going to tune in on Thursday, right? Daytona.
Thursday, Daytona Corgi.
And you're rooting for Argus. That's my name.
Argus.
P1 Corgi.
Okay.
Don't forget.
Okay, Argus.
All right. Hey, you take care. Really, appreciate what you do.
Thanks for the phone call.
Absolutely.
Okay, Argus, we'll see you.
Stay alive.
Okay, there goes the Corgi known as Argus.